are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And people in your neighborhood this morning, brought to you by the folks at VistaCare. And joining me on the line this morning from Fort Pier, it's Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Yes, here we are.
It's much nicer morning than yesterday.
It really is. We can enjoy it a little bit better.
Yeah, exactly. It's crisp out there, but it's without the wind. It's beautiful. And a little white on the ground doesn't hurt. Get us in the spirit.
That's right. It helps, a lot. Everybody that was wanting that white Christmas looks like at least we'll have a little bit of white. So that's the good thing.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. Just enough to remind us.
Exactly. And speaking of Christmas, tomorrow is the Christmas community dinner there in Fort Pier.
It is. That's been an annual event for a long, long time. And Pat Duffy was feeling it was important to do it again this year, even though it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have done, and Delenn Hansen and her group is the one who coordinates all of the cooking and the serving. So she has come up with a couple of different ideas to make it a bit safer for everyone to attend. So we are going to ask people to attend in two different segments. According to your last name, the letter of your last name. So if your last name begins with A to M, through M, please come at 11 to 12:30, somewhere in that hour and a half time frame. And then if your last name begins with N through Z, come between 12:30 and 2. And don't worry about us running out of food. I don't think we ever have. But... And then if you are more comfortable picking up a meal, we will put it in a to-go box, to-go box, so that your cranberries don't run into your potatoes. And call the center, and that's 223-2701. Not today. There's nobody there to answer your phone. But sometime after 10:30 tomorrow morning, call that number and tell us how many dinners and what time you want to pick them up and what kind of car you're driving, and we'll get it out to the curb for you. And then also, if you want to volunteer, and I don't know whether Delenn still needs more help, but her number is 280-7929. And remind me, Dave, to repeat those numbers before we get off the air.
Yes, definitely.
And like always, there is no charge for the meal. But we do very much appreciate a free will offering to pay the expenses of the food. So
yeah.
that can be something to look forward to tomorrow. It's a wonderful turkey dinner with all the trimmings. Everything is made right there at the center, and wonderful food.
It sounds delicious. A great traditional meal to enjoy and help out the community at the same time. So it's good for everybody.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, the center has not been able to have their traditional fundraisers to help with expenses year-round. And so whatever you can do would be greatly appreciated. We couldn't do the tour of homes and couldn't mm-hmm. do the famous country cooking. And some of those fundraisers. So definitely need some help to keep that important facility operational.
Absolutely. And once we get through Christmas tomorrow, then we're going to be ringing in the new year pretty quick. And you've got something fun coming up there in Fort Pier.
Well, we do. You know, Fort Pier loves its fireworks. And so I think it was last year that we, the city passed an ordinance that would allow fireworks on New Year's Eve. And so they will go on sale on the 29th and will end, the sale will end at midnight on New Year's Eve. And discharge is allowed from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the 29th and 30th, and then from 5 on New Year's Eve from 5 o'clock until 1 a.m. So And there are only 3 permitted fireworks, fountains, cakes, and artillery shells. So no bottle rockets. if you buy from Carl Rathbun over here in Fort Pierre, he knows what's permitted for New Year's Eve, and that's what he'll have for sale.
Sounds great. Yeah, there'll be we need something fun to ring in the new year and get the, you know, things started off right, and hopefully things overall will be better for us in the coming year.
Well, I think even more important is to ring out 2020.
Yes.
Let's get that behind us.
Exactly. Wash it away.
yeah. Blow it away. Let's blast it away.
Most definitely. Well, thank you for joining us, Mayor. I know tomorrow people are looking forward to the meal, and you have yourself a very Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. And there's one more thing.
Yes.
The Lutheran Memorial and the Methodist Church have combined to do a special Christmas Eve service tonight at the Stanley County Fairgrounds, an outdoor service. And so bring a warm beverage and a lawn chair. I think it'll be a short service. I don't think it'll be more than 30 minutes. It's mostly just music and big bonfire. Forgot the most important thing.
Yes.
Big bonfire. So come and sit around the bonfire, enjoy Christmas music and little fellowship, and what a neat way to start out Christmas Eve.
It really does sound like a great time. I know everybody will enjoy that. And dress warm, because it's going to be chilly tonight.
Yeah, it will be chilly. So, yep, dress warm, bring a blanket.
Sounds good. Well, enjoy the rest of your Christmas Eve day here, Mayor, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Dave, and Christmas blessings to everyone.
Thank you so much. There's Mayor Gloria Hansen from Fort Pierre. A lot going on. Don't miss out on that. The bonfire and Christmas Eve service tonight. That's going to be a good time. And, of course, the Christmas dinner tomorrow. So make sure you get that call in, and that way you can enjoy that dinner there in Fort Pierre at the Pat Duffy Center. Today's look at people in your neighborhood brought to you by the folks at VistaCare.